just a little place to keep chickens. Kind of one that, well, it might be portable, maybe, just a kind of a...
An incubator?
Oh, not fancy like that. Just a kind of something thrown together out of wood and chicken wire.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember that.
Chicken coop?
Oh, okay, chicken coop.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
That's not a chicken coop to me.
Oh, it, yeah.
It's again something else. Chicken coop usually has three sides to it.
Okay.
And the open part of it is, I mean, the front part of it is open with chicken wire, and it's
mm-hmm.
you know, it's 7 or 8 feet tall.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And it's got the chicken wire in front of it. That's
mm-hmm.
a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just someplace
yeah.
where you can coop them up at night or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it's just got some roosts in it. It doesn't have any nests in there like a brooding house. Brooding
mm-hmm.
house, you know, will have nests in it
mm-hmm.
for the brooder hens.
Mm-hmm. Good. Like when you're eating fried chicken, that piece that's got the bone in it.
The pulley bone? The wishbone?
And do you know what you call the edible insides of a pig or... part that people eat.
You mean the chitlins?
Yeah. Exactly.
If you can eat a chitlin, you better not eat them.
You never eat them.
I can't go with the chitlins.
Have you ever heard anybody call cows?
Oh, yeah.
How do they call? Can you do it?
Most of the ones I've seen are in relatively small pastures,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, here cow, here cow,
mm-hmm.
like that, and they'll know, you know, after a while. It's just like, I've never seen a horse, there's a certain whistle that you can whistle.
Oh, that's how you call it. I was going to ask you that.
And I've never seen a horse that wouldn't perk up his ears and turn around and start walking toward you.
Mm-hmm. What about when you want your horse to start up, you say?
Well, a lot of people say get, or yah, or anything
mm-hmm.
like that, just some kind of noise, and a gentle kick or something.
Mm-hmm. What about, what would you say if you wanted to stop him?
Whoa or ho or...
What about if you want him to back up?
I used to say here.
Mm-hmm. To make him back up?
Here. Kind of like here, and you put a little A at the end
yeah.
and drop the
yeah.
H a little bit
yeah.
and say here.
Yeah.
And you pull back on the reins
yeah.
and see, it's an individual type thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, develop their own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, have you ever heard anybody call pigs?
Oh, yeah.
How would they go?
Soo pig, 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 soo pig.
It's almost like the university.
Close. You won't find anybody in Arkansas that doesn't know how to call
that's
pigs.
That's right, that's right, that's right. That's right. How about, you said horses, you just, whistle for them. You don't. People didn't have any particular kinds of calls.
Oh, every now and then you call their name, but all the horses I've ever been around, you just whistle, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it wouldn't come when you did that.
If people were wanted to get horses ready to plow with or to hitch them up to a wagon, you'd say that they had to.
Harness horses.
Now, do you know what, when people would be plowing, the things that they guide the mules with?
The reins.
And then when you're riding horseback, you hold the...
The reins.
And you put your... When you're riding, and you have the...
Stirrups.
And... if something's not... like right near at hand, right by you, you'd say, oh, it's not far, it's just a little
piece over there. My dad says over yonder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you'd been traveling and you haven't gotten where you're going, and you'd say, well, before we get home, we've got a
long way to go.
And if something's real, real common, and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if a person slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say they fell
forward.
If they fell this way,
fell back.
And And when people plow, those trenches that are cut by a plow, you call those
furrows.
And if you had a, well, if people had a good yield of something, they say they raised a big
crop.
And if they wanted to get rid of the brush and trees and stuff on the land, you'd say they had to
clear the land.
And when people sometimes have something come up that they didn't really plan, it just comes up anyway. Do you know what they call that type of plant?
Oh, weed?
Or, well, yeah. Yeah, it can be a weed. That's true. It can be a weed. Oh,